You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's the later in life. Unless that turnaround is something in progression, later in life ain't gonna be anything different.
When it comes down to how long can you stay in that pool, when it comes down to how far can you run, right, when it comes down to how much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit, right, how far can you keep going, there's a purity in that. What people think about you goes out the window. It's for you right now.
That's a true statement, man.
Now you know what giving it your all is. And you will not succeed in business or any endeavor in life until that fight you just went through is applied to the same endeavor.
Whatever reasons that we usually give ourselves in the beginning for why we can't achieve something, you can almost always find not only just someone, but someone who's achieved world-class levels of success with worse conditions than you currently have, which then means it's absolutely possible, and then the only thing that it takes to get there is work.
Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now. And if you're not doing the now, don't ever expect it later to be the person you want to look in the mirror.
We should not criticize ourselves. We should not say the things that we could have done better. But I believe that that voice isn't an insecurity. I think it's a version that wants you to chase your potential.
Come on. Come on. Your all's a lot more than you know. You got more inside of you to give. Stop selling yourself so short.
Unwavering confidence is a lie. The fears never go away completely. They just don't linger as long.
There's so much opportunity on the other side of being willing to persist for an extended period of time on the correct path without getting positive reinforcement from your environment. And the longer you can stick with something without that positive feedback loop in terms of the big external thing, the easier the opportunities are because so few people can pursue them.
I've found greater fulfillment in the journey of pursuing my goals than in the moment of achieving them.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to, I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
It won't get harder. Like, this is the hardest part. And so if you can just make it through this, everything else is downhill. It's not that the things that the dragons are going to slay aren't going to get bigger. They are. But you become so much more equipped to slay them back. And you have so many more allies. You have people in the stands cheering for you. You have the audience. You have all of these other things that are behind you. But in the beginning, it's just you with a stick against a bear.
Coming here at night and, you know, I don't know what it is about it, man. When you say you're going to do something and then you follow through and you do it, not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it, or your hands raise. I'm talking about right now. The small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this. the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy. For me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life.
No one ever tells stories about the hero who made it all happen immediately and had no hardships. No one cares. Everyone loves the story because we can see ourselves in the character and how much we hope to be like them. And it's the being like them, not the having what they have, that we usually like.
So tell yourself you're going to do something you don't think you really can do. You're creating this gap between your beliefs and your reality, and it just creates more stress in yourself and an inability to perform, in my opinion.
If my life was a movie and someone were to watch it, I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.
If you don't have highs, you don't have lows, it doesn't come. If you numb the bad, you numb the good. When you learn to embrace them, they're way more fleeting than you realize.
There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process, because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it.
There's no passion. There's no motivation. There's no, oh my God, man, it's every day of your life just doing. Where's passion when you're 300 pounds? Where's the motivation when you can't read and write? Where is it? So how did this happen? I just did. I just did.
Oh Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh Lord, why me? You ain't the only one. Oh Lord, why I lose my job? You ain't the only one unemployed. Oh Lord, why he leave me? You ain't the first chick got left. This might not even be your last time getting left.
The problem is you, and you don't want to fix it.
Pull yourself together and quit tripping, cause you in the process.
There's no hacks, bro. It's you against you. You against you. And if you misunderstand that, you have a real problem.
What have you learned about how to deal with and overcome fear?
Go. When all that fear that's in your head, all the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go. So just take action and start moving forward. That is the moment that can last a million years, is waiting to go. You're upside down financially. You relationship went south. You got whatever those things are. Your credit card debt is up. You got fired from your job. Okay, you're in a terrible situation. What are your options? What you have to do is, well, you kind of have to prioritize and execute, right? Like, okay, I got all these bad things going on in my life. What is my biggest problem right now? And you got to say, okay, I got to start with solving that problem. And you got to start to, going back to the, I think it was the initial thing that we talked about, take action.
And a year from now, it's going to happen like that. And who is your future self? 1 year from now, who is it? Just like everyone's out of here, no party, Saturday night. They're not willing to sacrifice. I'm like the lone survivor in here. You know? Tonight will be over with two. Tomorrow I'll be stronger for it. Another day will go by. 365 of them happen so f***ing fast. Who are you going to be in a year from now? And in a year from now, does that future person hold regret or pride?
Dream big dreams. Let your mind float free. All really exceptional men and women dream big dreams. They allow their minds to float. They think of what they could be and what they could do and what they really, really want.
Why are you so focused on what could go wrong when everything could go right? By nature, the journey is intimidating. It's built in. That's how it should be. No movie would be exciting if there it wasn't, oh, what if he falls off that beam? What if he falls off the bridge and dies? It's supposed to be scary. That's why it's incredible. It's supposed to be scary. You're supposed to risk everything, and you're meant to accomplish it.
The biggest way in life to fail is to let motherfuckers know what you want to do.
Never let them know.
Never let them know. Yeah. So when I disappear, you know something's I'm doing coming. Something.
It's building up.
You know I'm doing something.
People coming home from work late at night, doing the same module every day. 9 to 5, 9 to 5, living for the weekends. 9 to 5, make a little bit of coin. A little bit of coin so they can do what they love with who they love. But the majority of their life is spent in a cubicle doing what they hate next to the motherfucker they hate too. It doesn't make any sense. As time goes on, the windows of opportunities close and they look around like, man, I just had some bad breaks in your life. You know, things didn't work out my way. Bullshit. Take some ownership. Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. The small ones that you don't even remember. You don't even think anyone else will have credibility or ownership of. Some do have ownership of them. The little tiny nuggets of life. The harder paths. The little tiny seeds that bear the fucking great oak in the forest. They all get planted one day. The little saplings before they turn to the monster. On your account, every single day, you've made the choices.
Billions of people on this planet, and you don't think 100,000 are going to be your fan? 100,000 won't buy your product? 100,000 won't support you?
In order to be successful, you have to fail a lot. Then double your rate of failure. If you want to be successful faster, fail more often. You see, there's a law of probabilities that says the more you fail, the more likely you are to succeed. The less you fail, the less likely you are to succeed. Peter Drucker says you would never hire a person who has not had some major failures in life because they haven't learned anything. Stick to the fight. When you're hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you must not quit. And if you don't quit, and if you keep on keeping on, then you will become unstoppable.
Everyone does a few reps where the burn starts and they stop. No one goes the extra mile and keeps going. Like, no one's in here right now. Why? Because it's Saturday evening, everyone's going to party, no one's in here. Just me. You know, no one goes the extra mile. The thing about traffic jams, guys, there are no traffic jams in the last mile of the race.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
It's just you and your shadow. In the beginning, everybody's there. All the pretenders and the contenders. They're all there. But the last yard of life, the last mile of the journey, ain't nobody but you and your shadow. Traffic jams don't exist that far, because everyone else has already given up.
People want to work hard for a medal, put work in, and they want to receive something for their work immediately. Success happens behind closed doors. Nobody will be there on the journey. It's you versus you. No one is going to save you except for you. It's on you. You have to work hard, not for a medal, but you're working hard to pay your dues. You're putting in this sweat equity so that later in life, you never have to look at the ceiling and ask, what if? It's not about the recognition. It's not about the medal. It's about you. And you know exactly what it takes. Everybody knows what a hard day of work feels like. Everyone knows what it feels like to go to the gym and work your off. And afterwards, you know exactly what that feeling is. when you truly work hard, everyone at some point, but most people have that kind of moment once a month. You know truly what it takes, and it's hard. But if you think the price of being successful is too high, wait until you're served the bill for regret. You don't have a choice here. You have to put in the something.
Top 5% are very clear about where it is they're going and what it is they want to accomplish. And when I look at unsuccessful men and women, or men and women who seem to be unhappy and floundering, I find that almost invariably, they have a very, very limited sense of direction, sometimes no sense of direction at all. You see, we as human beings are goal-seeking organisms. We only function at our very best when we're working toward accomplishing something that is important to us. And in my estimation, 80 to 90% of all the unhappiness is caused by people having no sense of direction. They don't know where they're going. As they say, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
The guy walking wishes he had a bike. The guy biking wishes he had a van. The guy with the van wishes he had a sports car. The guy with the sports car wishes that he had a supercar. The guy with the supercar, 40 years old, looks at the 16-year-old that's walking and thinks, damn, I wish I had more time. If you look around enough, everybody will have something that you don't have that you want. And if you're too busy looking around at what you want, you're never gonna appreciate what you have, and then you never lived.
Time management is the control of the sequence of events. But most of your stress in life comes from a feeling that you are out of control of the sequence of events.
So I got an email the other day. This guy's talking about he's struggling to get up, wants to go to the gym and start grinding early in the morning. I said, when I was 24, I had the same condition, man. I had the same problem. So I started studying it. The more I studied it, I came with this crazy conclusion. I was just being a bitch. When I say it's not gender specific. It's a mindset. In Godlish, it means weak, soft, feel sorry for yourself. Get your ass up and lace them up.
You get in the car, no music, nothing. You go on a 2-hour long drive. The driving is just enough stimulation so that you're not so bored where you have to quit, have to scroll, you don't want to kill yourself. The driving, you know, focusing on the road, just enough stimulation, but then you're thinking for hours and hours. You know, a lot of people say, my best shots are in the shower, shower thoughts. The only reason shower thoughts are a thing is because that's the only time in the day most people aren't distracted by something significant. Just water over you, and then you're thinking for 5 minutes, and you have incredible ideas in just that 5 minutes. Imagine if you gave it more time.
A person who's making $250,000 a year is not 10 times smarter or better than a person who's making $25,000 a year. Why is there 10 times the difference in income? And you go all the way up the ladder, the person who's making $2.5 million a year, is that person 100 times better, smarter than the person making $25,000 a year? Impossible.
You just stare at nothing. You close your eyes, you stare at a wall, and let yourself think for 10, 15 minutes a day, your life will change. That's how you get in touch with your identity, your mind, your ideas. That's how you come up with something incredible. If you feel stuck, it's not because you're an idiot. It's not because you don't have good ideas. You're not letting your mind open up. It's the most powerful thing this universe has ever created. Science cannot comprehend the human brain, and it will never be able to comprehend the human brain. It is too incredible. It's too powerful. All you have to do is let it work. It takes like 10 minutes to boot up. So every day, just get into practice of this. Stare at a wall. A lot of people just hope. They just wait for an idea to pop in their head, something to happen. They're like, why is my depression not going away? Why do I feel so stuck? I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for something. I'm stuck. I'm waiting. You have to put conscious effort in.
I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. One of my favorite books is The Alchemist, Paulo Coelho. And that's just, I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create.
Do not save your dreams for somebody else to do. Every single day you wake up and somebody that had less than you ends up with more than you. And that should drive you fucking insane. Watching somebody steal your dreams, watching somebody live their dreams for you is the ultimate form of regret. Why not you? You have the tools, you have the brain power, you have the abilities, you are more than capable to conquer the world, but for some reason, you're stuck in this irrational box of beliefs that you're destined for being fucking mediocre.
The law of belief simply says that whatever you believe with feeling, and this is the key, with feeling, and the more emotion you put into a belief, becomes your reality. It becomes your reality because you will always act in a manner consistent with your belief. As a matter of fact, your entire reality right now is simply a outward picturing of your most intensely held beliefs. If you believe something that is positive or believe something that is negative, or as Henry Ford said, if you believe you can do a thing or if you believe you cannot, you are right.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995. And I put it in my wallet and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff. And just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million on.
You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. You got to walk into things with your eyes fully open. You got to know what you're getting into. You have to take possession of your life.
When you do find success, because you will, stay vigilant and stay humble, because you never know. Sometimes if you have success and it was a little too easy, it's hard to see at the time.
If you play with fear of failure, or you play with the will to win, or that supersedes the fear of failure, I think it's a weakness either way, right? Because if you play with the fear of failing, you'll have the pressure on yourself to play, you know, to capitulate to that fear. If you play with the sense of I want to win, then you have the fear of what happens if you don't. But if you find common ground in the middle, in the center, then it doesn't matter. You're unfazed by either, right? And that enables you to really just stay in the moment, stay connected to it, and not feel anything other than what's in front of you. So, you know, I try to just be dead center.
Life is hard, and that's the way it's always been. It's our lot. Now, if you don't want to accept that, that's up to you, okay? But it's our lot. It's our place.
It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
People want the flame, but they don't want to touch the fire. You have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through, and the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
The bird lands on the branch. Does the bird trust the branch, or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
My decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, feelings. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, don't take it literally, feelings, but sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were, but guess what? I wanted to run.
You keep going to the next level. You suck at the next level. You're not doing anything at the next level.
So here's what that example is. Here's a human being. They've reached here. They're beating most people. They think they've reached it. They have no idea that there's that level there, because there's fear. People that tell you, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so this, you're so great. Wow, Patrick, wow, Johnny, wow, Steve, wow, Bobby. Boom, you believe it, but you're not there yet because you haven't reached your capacity yet.
I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like, last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.